Our scripture today is from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I know a woman. She lost her husband many years ago. She's 80 years old this year. We celebrated her birthday. And she's still cleaning houses every week to make ends meet. Fortunately, her health is pretty good, though pain does slow her down at times or make her stop after a few hours of work when she's used to working many more hours without stop. Her cat and her garden, her texts and phone calls from her son and daughters and sometimes her grandchildren nurture her spirit. Her house is filled to overflowing with things that remind her of her husband and her children and all of the dishes and knickknacks rescued from the houses of her childhood, pictures of a daughter lost too soon, happy pictures of happy days of family life. I think she has every small gift that everyone ever gave her in that house. And she treasures them all. Her family wants her to pare down, and every year we have a garage sale and work on it, you know, but what would she let go of? After working for many years as an administrative assistant in an office, she had put away a tidy sum for retirement, but the financial downturns of 2008 took away a large chunk of what she had put away. She grew up on her grandparents' farm in southern Indiana, and maybe it was there, maybe it was the time that she was born, that she learned never to waste anything. She is the one who makes sure the church that she attends does recycling. And she is the one who, when the bags get full, takes them herself to the recycling center, hauls them out to her car. Her car is always loaded with the projects that she is about for many reasons. You know those aluminum tabs on the top of pop cans? There's a bowl for those at the church that she makes sure gets taken to wherever they can do the most good. You know those labels on Betty Crocker cake mixes or General Mills cereal, that sort of thing? And those can be turned in and raise money for schools and so forth. Bowl for those as well at the church, and she's the one that makes sure they get where they need to go. She's the one who writes the newsletter article almost every week to say, "Now remember this Sunday when you come to church to bring a can or a box of food to go to the local food pantry." And she makes sure the food gets to that pantry. She's the one who organizes the rummage sale that raises thousands of dollars every year for mission and outreach. She's the one who makes sure the church's Christmas family is not just a drop-off thing, but is a relationship that often changes the life of the family that is fortunate enough to have her as their advocate. For one family she worked with, she helped them find better rental housing and rallied folks to help them furnish their new place. And that family and she are still friends to this day. I know a woman, she can make any restaurant meal last for at least two, sometimes three meals at home. And if I want to know where to find the best bargains and clearance prices on anything, she's the person I go to. She can tell me. Several years ago, she began to work with a group of Christians who were starting a mission work in Kenya. They had visited a small village where the women and children would balance these heavy containers on their head and walk 2 miles down to the river to fill that vessel with water and balance it again on their heads and walk 2 miles back to the village. They did this every day, and that was the water that they had to live with for the day. Well, the group that visited decided that they could do something about that, and they would help change the lives of these people forever for the better. They would help them dig a well that would serve the needs of that village. So the group called themselves Jubilee Village. And they came home and they began a ministry to raise the funds they needed to dig that well. Well, every year there is a walk for water, it's called. It's sometime in August. And people come from all over and they get sponsors to pay them a certain amount for the miles that they walk downtown from Memorial Center to the canal. They carry a bucket on their heads. I think some of the kids actually do put water in it, but not everybody does. And then they walk back to the starting point, and they have a celebration and worship. Well, guess who's an integral part of that ministry? This woman that I proudly call friend. She recruits volunteers. She welcomes the walkers. She sets up tables. Along the way, the women of the group have spun off and are working with the women of this village in a small cottage industry where the women make baskets and purses and jewelry. And it comes back here, and a small group of others here make sure that it gets sold and the proceeds go back to the women of that village. And they receive a tidy sum, which they use to better their community. Wells have been dug, gardens have been planted and cultivated, healthcare practices have been improved, lifelong friendships and relationships have been made between these peoples, not only in this village, but in several others that they have worked with over these years. This woman I know, she is a woman of means. She means to make a difference, and she does. She is one of the richest people I know because she squeezes every last drop of goodness out of everything that comes her way. Like the widow in our scripture today, she gives all she has to the work of God in the world. Jesus was teaching at the temple. He was watching the proud and the well-to-do folks of his day come to offer prayers and offerings to God. But then he saw the widow, and he was moved by the sacrifice she was making by giving her small but all amount of these 2 coins. You know what a mite's worth? It's a Jewish coin, and it's the smallest that was used in New Testament times. It was worth 1/64 of a denarius. And a denarius was a day's wage for a common worker. So in today's terms, it would be worth about 1/8 of a cent. The widow gave all she had. And Jesus told her story. Here he goes again, seeing another side of truth that we so often miss. He uses the widow, the woman, the least of these in society to tell God's truth. Bible scholars have pointed out that every time Jesus interacts with women in one of the 4 Gospels, he violates another cultural taboo. It was subversive to talk to a woman in public, to treat females with dignity. Jesus did this always. In a world that unhesitatingly regarded women as second-class citizens, Jesus was countercultural. You know, in ancient Greece, women of all ages were legally classified as children, and it didn't matter if she was intellectually gifted. Her contributions were discounted or ignored. Even around the whole Mediterranean world, including Judea, female testimony in the court of law was considered suspect. So imagine what it was like when it was women who were first the ones who saw that Jesus was not there in the tomb, because women were thought incapable of discerning reality. So no wonder that the disciples, when the women went back and said, he's not there, they said, oh, show us, show us. They needed to confirm that truth, check things out for themselves. Jesus made sure to let his world know that great things can be accomplished by very small offerings. There is a place for large gifts to the church. And if we who have much give much sacrificially, that is welcomed by God. God uses every last dime to make things happen in this world. But God knows the difference between gifts that are perfunctory and the sacrificial giving that honors God. I know a woman who is a woman of means. She means to help God do great things. The question I have for us this morning, do you? Let's pray. Lord, help us mean to make a difference in your world. Help the population of our small worlds to expand as we see the need that there is for this world that you would like us to help change. Be with us, Lord, and make our offerings mean something to us and mean something to others. We pray this in Jesus' name.